Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The task of delivering the God Sword to this army. So they're using the eagles to drop the ring into the...
Oh, of course, they would. Bastards!
Hello and welcome to the Lore Boys podcast, where we did tell you about RuneScape, I think. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. My name's James Miller.
I'm Peter O'Donoghue. Jamie tells me about RuneScape.
And our lovely listeners. You might notice that Big Daddy E is not here today.
He's on vacation, and wouldn't you know it, took one of his wife's stockings, got himself in the closet.
Yeah.
Choked out while he was jacking it.
Yeah. And he's actually still there. We have the live cam going, and he's alive. He's just kind of gasping. But hopefully someone will find him soon. I don't like to interfere on his kinks, you know. But
yeah, it would be weird. I've never been caught doing that personally, so I wouldn't want to catch somebody else. I'll just let him. He's a grown man.
Oh yeah, yeah. We have a couple new patrons. I don't know if you can grab it.
Yes. Yeah. It's funny because we tried yesterday. We recorded for about 10 minutes. And Ethan, who, poor bastard, looked a little bit sick. And then his internet died. And I think I had mentioned to you earlier, Jamie, I think it was an angel just telling him, like, no, my son, you can rest now. Yeah. Because he bailed today, so he felt like shit, which is too bad. But
yeah.
In that time, we did get a new one other patron for the pile, so thank you very much. Shout outs to Jacob Martin, Tyrese Doolin, which is a name I recognize either from Discord or as a resub, but thank you no matter what. And from this afternoon, Ethan getting sick gets you the shout out this week, Greggy P. So yes. Thank all three of you very much for your support. And thank you to everybody who is already supporting us, obviously.
Yep. You can hop in the Discord and let us know which things you'd like us to cover, and we will take that with a grain of salt. For example, I have gone and mass deleted the Zoids posts. So take that, Bray and supporters.
It's on the fucking list. We know, for Christ's sake.
We know. But you're burying everything with these dumb Pokemon robots. So
that's what I think it is also. I checked out the wiki briefly and was just... It's just a couple of paragraphs per page. I don't know, but maybe it's worth diving into. Anyway, not to roast anyone's request or anything like that. What are we doing today, Jamie?
Yeah, you can request whatever you like, unless it's dumb and stupid.
Yeah, unless it's Adventure Time or Zoids, the request for which we have deleted because people got too antsy with that shit.
So today we are returning to the world of RuneScape of Gilanor. So this is something we covered, how Guthix became a deity. Guthix being the guy who strung together Gilanor as we know it in the multiverse of RuneScape. He's like the big daddy god, but where we left him last time, he set up the world, but he's a reluctant god, so he went and took a big old snooze. And while he's snoozing, a lot of stuff goes on, which we're going to cover the god wars of Gilanor today. Before that, we're going to start off with Sarah Doman's humble beginnings. And Sarah Doman, I don't know how to make this allusion to real life religion, but Guthix created the world, is a reluctant god, and doesn't act on anything. Sarah Doman's more like everybody worships Sarah Doman in current day.
Right.
If you go to a church in game, which there's a church where you can restore your prayer points, most often it's a Sarah Doman's church that people are worshiping.
All I could think of for that minute there was that I dated a girl named Sarah, and she was Doman sometimes.
Yeah, Sarah be Doman.
Sarah be Doman.
Yeah. Sarah Delvin is the god of order and wisdom. And like I said, most widely worshipped god on Gilenor. When I'm playing old school RuneScape, that's in the fifth age. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I think goes into the sixth age for current day RuneScape. But in any case, we covered the first age with Guthix. And we will go through ages 1, 2, 3 with Sarah Doman's arc as well.
Okay. If I recall, I guess as a quick recap, Guthix, I remember like towards the end, like fought some kind of giant. And did he steal its eyes? Is that a thing that happened or did I dream that?
He stabbed it in the eyes, I think. Okay, I think we said. Basically, some gods come into Guthix's plane and start to be like, worship us. But the Guthix people are like, no, we don't want to worship you, the Naragi.
Yeah.
And then they get mad, Sarah Doman being the one who invades first. We're going to actually recover the same ground a little bit, but it culminates in a bunch of gods fighting basically next to Guthix's house. One falls down and sits on his daughter who lives in his house.
His daughter, Sarah.
Yeah, maybe. And Guthix goes crazy and ends up not only killing Tuska, this big pig, but also this giant demon, which I forget the name of, but we're going to cover again. And then he wields the sword of the giant demon and becomes a deity, roams the multiverse, takes all the races that he likes best and puts them on a place called Gilenor, which is like a really cool
what
planet.
An insane out of context thing to say.
Yeah, I know.
Like, like Noah's Ark, but for
he's like, well, I like the dwarves, elves, and humans, but you know what? I could leave Mahajarrat behind. Yeah.
I saw a thing recently that was just like, ain't no way God told Noah to put two little white dogs with crusty shit in their eyes on the ark. My mom has a jitsu who's like 15 now, and I've hated it every day it was alive. It is so gross. It's so gross.
They're hit and miss. They're hit and miss. There's some cute ones.
Yeah.
So starting off with Sarah Doman. He's the god of order and wisdom. I sent a picture there. He's a blue man. Maybe in the group. And like I said, he's the most widely worshipped.
He looks very much like I don't know why I imagined him as younger, because I guess he's like a newer god invading. Very
he's the oldest god in RuneScape, known in RuneScape. So he's an old man, yeah.
Like very kind of World of Warcraft looking, blue skin, kind of ethereal blue, like Dr. Manhattan, not so much blue as in like the man group, of course.
Right. I think we talked about this the last time. He's blue like the guy who got into colloidal silver. Not like the dark blue.
Guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's got a bridge to Celia sort of blue, not so much the
Google colloidal silver and you will find the blue man if you're interested.
Don't buy it. It doesn't work. This show is financial advice at patreon.com/theloreboys is not medical advice.
I think it does work to a certain degree, but at what cost? It's just like slightly poisoning your body. So yeah, some diseases can't live in you anymore, but you also can't live as well anymore.
That's not medicine. That's not the way that works.
Yeah. So Sarah Doman, like way before becoming a god, he was just a normal old dude. He was a Justicar, so he worked for the royalty. He was like one of the muscle for the royalty, I guess. On a planet called Terra Guard. Terra meaning Earth, and Guard meaning Earth.
GRD. I see.
Earth. Okay. Yeah.
Welcome to Earth.
Yeah, exactly. So Sarah Doman had a family, including a wife and at least one daughter that we know about. They're not that important because they'll probably be long dead by the time we encounter Sarah Doman in the game. So while tracking down a criminal one day, Sarah Doman happens upon a cave that was never explored by humans before. There he found the Crown Archival, which is an elder artifact. And although this didn't make him a god right away, it sure did make him more powerful.
Okay.
There's a bunch of elder artifacts in game. They all do different things. He found probably the best one to find first. The Crown Archival helps you locate other elder artifacts.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is he right? level 2000 as a god or whatever you're at now?
Yeah, he's probably, so I'm level like 1010, I'd say. Level 2000 plus is like an impressive RuneScape account. He would probably be in like above that, like 3,000 or 4,000. Okay. I don't know if in current RuneScape you have to fight Ceridomin at any point, but he definitely like is portrayed in old school as kind of the good god. And then the other guys that we're going to talk about today is like going to be the bad god, Zamorak. And then Guthix is the guy who created everything. He's more powerful than fucking everyone, but he's just taking a big old snooze because he doesn't want anything to do with being a god.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And those are the main three like deities. Is Ceridomin good, Zamorak bad, Guthix, creator of all, but doesn't want anything to do with his creation.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Like me in this podcast, I have disowned it.
Right, like Ethan today.
Exactly.
He's snoozing. He's just letting the good one and the bad one fight it out, which you will let the listeners decide who's who.
You're in charge of this one, so I'm definitely the agent of chaos this time.
Okay.
I'm here to fuck up your flow.
Yes, yeah, and you guessed it right. Zamorak will be the god of chaos. So.
Let's go, baby. Yeah. I could write RuneScape. Fucking hire me. Who are they called? Beanox or some shit?
Jagex.
There we go. Jagex. Close enough.
Yeah, they wouldn't hire me. You got to move to the UK if you want to get hired by Jagex, apparently.
I've had a couple of situations where Pornhub never hired me. They refused. Mm-hmm. But they hired my buddy who cannot speak a single sentence of French. And yep. We had the exact opposite problem when I tried to get him into the financial company I was working for. So we like traded references, baby. Basically. Traded references, baby. We traded references. And like then that. Both our employers were just like, no, that guy sucks. And it was just such a weird experience.
Dude, yeah. The more I think of it, Ethan really was kind of like the person who got this podcast together. He is the
he Guthix. Introduced the idea to me. Yeah,
yeah. Me too. Yeah. Me too. He is the Guthix. Okay. So Terragard. So now we have Ceridomin, who has this Crown Archival, which is like a really powerful elder artifact. He's not quite a god yet, but he's using its powers to find other elder artifacts, which unspecified which ones. We know about the ones that exist now, but this is like ancient, ancient, ancient history. This is before probably the earliest lore we have in RuneScape.
Okay.
Yeah, or close to it. There might be like things about elder ones, but Ceridomin ends up being like the oldest living god by the time we get to...
Yeah, we're not in like creation myth territory at this point, but like the world is unformed sort of thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, especially Gielinor doesn't even exist yet.
Yeah.
So he uses his powers to find other elder artifacts, and he starts to reshape Earth-Earth, or Terragard, by reforming its governments. He goes for the government first.
That's what you use it for?
Yeah.
My God.
He thinks the only way you get real change in the world is just through proper government.
You're right. Yeah. Responsible government. That's what I would, that's what I would, me personally, if I were to get the one ring, that's what I would introduce responsible American government to Mordor.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Terragard used to have many different nations and unending conflicts over territory, but Ceridomin ended this. He chose 12 magisters and taught them all of his philosophy, sent it to every, major country or continent or whatever the setup was there, and these magisters were basically the government for the world, and it helped.
The conspiracy guys on Earth would have a fucking field day.
Yeah,
the magical one world government.
Yep, one world government. Each is chosen to govern a different part of the world, and through their governance, Ceridomin claims that Terragard prospered in a golden age. But all of this that we hear is from Ceridomin, so it could have been the government wasn't so perfect either.
Yeah.
Especially later in the lore and into out of old school RuneScape and into like new RuneScape, RuneScape 2, I guess, or 3, or whatever the fuck it's called now. Ceridomin, he comes off as a good guy at first, but he does a lot of bad things. And we'll see him do a lot of bad things even.
He's like Obama.
Obama, yeah. Dude. Soda, Sarah, Dolman,
the thick.
Yeah, pretty much.
Somebody get RuneScape in front of Donald Trump. I want him to say Guthix at his next fucking rally. Molly.
I was watching a video yesterday about like problems with like society or something. It was like the someone complaining about YouTube. It was Emp Lemon, and he had a whole section where Donald Trump had the Joker makeup and was talking, and it was just so funny. Fucking good. Yeah,
it's, I'll have to show it to you. I saw it, he recently got out of a car and just had his dumb little dance going, and the comment was just like, "This is why he's president." It's just his stupid little dances.
Oh. Yeah. So Jagex themselves have confirmed that this is Sarah Doman is one of the earliest gods to ascend and is the current oldest living god.
Right.
So There could have been gods before, but they have fallen.
Or they took a big sleep like Guthix did, right? And just didn't come back. Who knows? Yeah. Warlord's canon. Maybe there's like slumbering gods in the outsides of the universe or something.
Yeah, well, they say this is the current oldest living god. So If they are sleeping, they were born after Sarah Doman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Guthix does come later because we'll lead up to where Sarah Doman meets Guthix.
Okay.
Yeah. So Sarah Doman reaches godhood in Earth Terragard, and he starts exploring the multiverse and panspermia in introducing humans to other planets and realms, just dropping off life wherever he goes.
How's that going?
It's fine for now. We don't actually get to know like what happens on all these other planets, so maybe humans fucked it up real good as they're good at doing, but for
climate
now,
change. Every single one of them, I can't fucking believe it.
Yeah, exactly. I've been watching Dragon Ball Z last night, and the whole thing about the Saiyans is they go to a planet, eliminate all life on it, and then sell the planets to aliens for profit as like crazy. It's a new home or whatever. But I'd imagine like within 20 years after you kill all the mosquitoes and algae and whatever, like the planets just become uninhabitable. But
yeah, I guess evolution would like restart at some point, but like from like an amoeba phase. Yeah. Right?
Anyways, maybe Dragon Ball Z episode soon. Cause I probably ingested like 16 episodes last night. You know, I was getting real into it.
Oh yeah. Oh my god. 8 hours straight.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z Kai is like they take out all the fluff, so you don't have to wait an entire episode of charging a spirit bomb and guys screaming. Like it's like what's gonna happen? It happens. So
right.
It's you can save yourself 100 episodes of time. But anyways, we're talking about Sarah Doman here. He's not selling planets to aliens yet. He's just dropping off humans all over the place for Sans later to clean up, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the current lore, so if you're in Gilenor today, by the way, Gilenor, big brain, you rearrange the letters. It says religion, bro. Deep.
Whoa.
Yeah, isn't that
Trump,
crazy?
Trump Joker face. So religion. Or just fucking Sarah Doman Joker face.
Yeah, yeah. This was meant to be deep back in 2002 or whenever this game was popular. But
yeah.
I don't know if you know too, but Jagex is based out of the UK.
You just mentioned. But you had mentioned it as well when you sent your app.
Right. So there's only in the current lore, all the humans are on Gilenor. We don't know if they're on other planets, but there is one other known faction, and they come from a terrifying place known as Britain.
Oh no.
So it's unknown if Britain's part of the original human realm, but it's in the multiverse. Jagex wrote their own country into the multiverse.
It does make sense as far as like Sarah Doman's methods of going and introducing people, because like the current royal family is descended from like William the Conqueror, who I think is like a Saxon, and most of the family is actually like German and bloodline and like island. I just forgot how to speak this evening. I'm sorry. Like England has been like conquered and like, well, first originally populated by humans migrating out of Africa. Right. And then like they got replaced by somebody and then replaced by somebody else. And then you've got like the OG English and then the Vikings and the Saxons and all this shit.
Right.
So he's very in spirit. He is. Mm-hmm. He's got the little dark spot on his heart is shaped exactly like the island of England. It's like a birthmark over his heart. Yep. It's just England.
Yeah, totally. And I like looked into the Fourth Age, which we won't count today, But there is a lot of that, of people needing to move out of Gilinor, barbarians or Vikings taking over, and then like other people moving in and settling, certain like the goblins being forced underground and starting off as like a smart race, but then really becoming more of the goblins we kind of know in fantasy today. But that's way in the future. Right now, we're like first age, pre-first age kind of stuff right now. Oh, all good. So yeah, Britain exists. We can say that. But now here's where the part where Ceridoman and Gothics overlap in the first age. So you might remember this. We had all these people from the Naragi. They're waiting by a portal and they're like, oh, someone's coming. This is great. Let's all line up to welcome then. And Ceridoman comes through the portal into the Naragi realm and says, worship me. And everybody.
Right, yeah.
And nobody really wants to worship them. So he's like, what? I have the crown archival. I've absorbed the powers of other artifacts. I am a full-fledged god at this point. You should worship me. And they wouldn't kneel. So in a fit of rage, Ceridoman, our blue man, with the power of colloidal silver, grew to the size of a mountain. And he raised the city, described as the blue giant. By the terrified refugees. He builds a gigantic white fortress on Askroth's ruins and assembles an army and starts to march it across the countryside. So this is the first thing that brings Gothix's peaceful land into war.
Yeah. The place he's taken over now is kind of like foresty, right? They're like kind of elves. They're like the night elves from WoW, sort of, right?
Yeah.
Like kind of forest guys.
I didn't post a picture of Gothix this time.
I looked up the old episode. I know what he looks like because I had to draw him.
Yeah, he's got like
wooden antlers.
Yeah, like horns that are almost become a halo behind him, like to show his godhood. And yeah, they're kind of like elfy. There are actual elves too, so I wouldn't call these are the Naragi. I guess they could be some. They're humanoids figures too, but
Elfie, tops like Ethan, who is not here.
Tall, yes,
blonde, slim, hairless.
Yes, yep, yep. So Gothix, who's immortal at that time, took care of some of the refugees, and he also hides his daughter in the basement. But to Ceridoman's dismay, other gods followed his path into the realm. So he well, like the big snowplow through the unexplored universe just opened a way for other gods to just sneak behind him in, kind of thing. And Ceridoman had some vengeful gods remorse. And he's like, oh, well, I wanted to rule over you guys. I didn't want to bring other gods to come in and ruin your day. So I'm on your side now. I'm fighting with the Naragi.
All this damage I've caused. Real sorry about that.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that. But if you're going to have your life ruined, it's going to be by me, not by one else.
He fucking is Obama. God damn it. I should have mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
Let me be clear. I intended for that portal to lock from the other side.
Oh my god. Yeah, so Ceridoman calls back all his drones and sends them towards the other gods who are invading.
All the Syrian weddings on the other side of the portal.
Exactly. Naragi weddings. And after the appearance of the initial god, a massive boar-like creature named Tuska came in.
Right.
Starts
yes.
attacking. Yeah. They fight. But Tuska actually beats Ceridoman at this point. Ceridoman's still like kind of a baby god, like is older than everybody else, but not the powerfulness that he would become.
Yeah.
So Tuska chases him out of here and Ceridoman runs away, leaving the Naragi to their fucked up situation that he
caused.
Yeah, he pulls out the troops and he focuses on home borders for a little while, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Gotta fix the country from within before we can help other people. Yeah.
Earth first policy at this point. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Sorry about all that world police crap. We're gonna focus on me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
So the outcome of that fight, we don't know exactly what happens, but we just know that Ceridoman retreated.
Okay.
Yeah. So Tuska and the other guy, Skargaroth, who is the big demon dude, remain behind. So we have a big pig and a big demon man. And this is known as the Naragi God Wars. It leaves the realm completely shattered and uninhabitable. And the Naragi race would be driven to near extinction with its sole survivor, Guthix, who achieves godhood by not... His daughter dies while these two gods are fighting.
Right, yeah, okay.
And Guthix, like, just out of a complete rage for his loved ones, stabs the pig in the face and then also takes down the big demon man.
Yeah.
While wielding the demon guy's sword, Guthix becomes a god. He starts to explore the multiverse, eventually creates Gilanor, which is like in the first age, pretty much paradise. Like everything is wonderful and beautiful there. By the time we get to it in the fifth age, when you play the game, a lot of gods have come and like ruined places. So
yeah,
anything that's like kind of all fucked up, it's probably because of the God Wars.
Yeah, Gelnor's like Eden, right? Where it's just like, you may do anything, my children, but you may never buy from the GF tree.
And, yeah.
and then a snake tricks one new player into buying from the GF tree, and then we've all been cast out. Since
yeah, so. Someone spent $1 million gold in the Varrock Inn just to get feet picks, and and then all the demon gods were free to come and join Gelnor. Yeah. Many thousands of years later, Guthix and Sarodoma would cross paths again, but under quite different circumstances. And we'll lead up to this meeting after the break.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
All right, welcome back from the break. So where we left off, Sarodoma has found a crown, become a god, started exploring the universe and fucking with people, or specifically Naragi, incidentally creating a god out of it, while also fleeing. So Sarodoma runs away and doesn't know Guthix is now a very powerful god, because there's no more powerful gods than someone who doesn't want to be a god. You know, if you want it too much, then it's just, it's cringe, bro.
Yeah. That's what we've all been absolved of, yeah. Jesus died for our cringe.
Yeah. So, in this, like, break time, like I said, Guthix has gone on to create the world of RuneScape as we know it. Gilanor, has set up everything and then gone for the big nap, not death, but just a very, very long nap underground, and left the people and elves and dwarves that live there to their own devices. And this beautiful land, while Sarodoma was roaming the multiverse, happens on Gilanor in the Second Age and arrives on a portal of the island Intrana. And Intrana, you can go to in-game now.
Okay, you might part of Gelinor or like off the coast or whatever?
It's an island. Yeah, it's an island off of Mysthalen, which is like pretty close to where you spawn in when you create a character.
Okay.
It's not so far. You can just go to Port Sarum and then grab a boat to Intrana. But the interesting about Intrana is it's such a religious island and a hub for Sarodoma of the god of order and... everything that's like supposed to be good. So you can't actually bring any weapons or armor to Intrana. You got to go bank all your equipment and then you can take a ship to Entrana.
Well, it's like what, like a nudist colony, or do you get to bring a tunic and like sandals?
So yeah, unfortunately, naked always just has your civilian clothes underneath.
Ah, boo earns, dude. No way.
Yeah. In the Flash days, I'm sure people wanted to actually get a Flash out of it. But
oh yeah, of course, like we want the big titty RuneScape mod. That's great.
I'm sure RuneLite, which is what I use, has you can add tons of add-ons to help you with like questing and stuff.
Oh yeah,
there's got to be a big titty mod out there for RuneScape.
I hope there's like a little audio boop, and then there's like a oh yeah, editor's note: there is a big titty RuneScape mod. Yeah. And then it boops out like.
Yeah, I know they've done a lot of work on the almost every piece of equipment. When you go check the patch notes, it's like we had to change some shit so it actually fit on a female, because it would just look
the boobies.
Yeah, I know. And those Brits just could never account for the boobies when they released gear.
No English person has ever seen a woman naked.
No. And then, They probably call it something weird over there, like bobble honkers or something.
That sounds like a meal that is like, obviously because it's like British slang, that sounds like some kind of meal that is just gravy, right?
Well, don't they just eat like something that's straight up called like cock and balls or something?
Spotted dick.
Spotted dick. Okay, there you go. Close enough.
Honestly, uncorrupted cock and balls sounds way better than a spotted dick, because that's brother. That's a big problem.
Absolutely. Yeah. So Sarah Doman lands on this island of Entrana, which eventually becomes his area that is base of operations in Gilenor.
Yeah.
And in the place that he arrived, the Law Altar was later built on. So what is a Law Altar? What are the altars? So RuneScape. RuneScape has runes.
Oh, whoa, buddy.
Yeah. And rune crafting is a skill. So you can go and basically mine these like rune rocks off of this special place in like a magical rift. And you bring the rocks back. And then you have to go to an altar to like inscribe them to become whatever type of rune you need.
Okay.
So law runes are really useful for teleportation. So your teleportation to Varrock, Lumbridge, Camelot, Falador, basically your fast travel as a magician, you need a lot of law runes.
Okay.
And so the law altar.
One per travel? Like they're consumable?
So far for me, it's been one per travel, but they take like, for example, to go to Varrock, I think it takes one law, two air, two fire.
You need like an actual inscription to do the proper travel. It's not just like it's not like the whatever the fucking the teleportation stone in WoW.
The Hearthstone.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's not like just straight up one rock does things. Most spells, if not all, take like a combination of spells to make like, I guess whatever the word is in magic is what I'd imagine it is.
Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah. But your spell book has like all the requirements you need, so you don't have to memorize this stuff. And the spells will light up if you have the right runes on you.
Oh,
and then
cool. Okay.
You can like hover over it to check to be like, okay, this is the recipe, so I need to go pick up some other runes.
Right. Yeah.
But runecrafting being one of like the longest and most annoying skills, like let's say for fire making and wood cutting, all you have to do is find a forest. Cut down some woods, light them all on fire.
Do a gender reveal, burn it down.
Exactly. And that way there's like pretty much no downtime. But for runecrafting, you have to go to this magical world, get the rocks, then travel to the altar, inscribe the rocks. And it's a two-step process, and the travel ends up making it take a long time.
Right. Okay.
But anyways, that's... If for many people who have made law runes, since they're very useful in teleporting, that's... where he landed the first time, the crater in which he'd like hit the earth, I guess, is where you make your teleportation runes. So.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Just so shortly after landing on Gilenor, he began to conquer the land. He did what gods do. Yeah. And Sarah Doman likely came in search for Elder God artifacts, because there's a few here. But eventually he develops a personal connection with Gilenor. A quote from Sarah Doman is, "Gilenor is a precious jewel in the looted treasury of the cosmos." So, like, this is like, you're going from planet to planet. Everything is just like, all the treasure chests are empty. Yeah. But you land on Gilenor and it's just unexplored. It's like all the resources you could imagine. And elder artifacts, which never hurts.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. Saradoma's biggest known settlement at that time was the country of Hollowvale. Its capital is a mighty city inhabited by Icene. It's like Icyene. And that's like the winged people that I posted in chat.
Oh, let me see here.
They're basically Valkyries.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Ginger white lady, big, very standard feathered angel wings. And she's in like a tabard with a shield and a sword. Yeah. Like really, really regular Valkyrie.
Yeah. And that's like Sarah Doman. Anytime there's like a god war, or a war that Sarah Doman has, the Icene are like the elite troops that go out. So
okay, so they are just the I mean, Ethan's not here, so I won't listen to this. But in God of War Ragnarok, right? There's the duo fight against the two Valkyries that are serving Odin directly as like the heads of his military.
Yep. And then, yeah, and the Valkyries that fight on your side, too. And then it's pretty much that, yeah. It's,
yeah.
They're like the fighter jets.
SWAT. Yeah. The fighter jets.
Yeah, because they have aerial support, superiority or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, we have a $2 billion Valkyrie, but you can't get it wet.
Yeah, the feathers. Exactly. So if you want to go back to what used to be known as Hollowvale with this mighty city, you can go there, and it's still named Mire Ditch today in game.
That's a terrible name.
Yeah, not the best. But I haven't actually seen Mire Ditch yet, so it might be in the current RuneScape, or okay. I just haven't explored enough, but we'll see.
I mean, Mire Ditch are two like bad places to be.
Yeah, sounds like it. At some point, Sarah Doman gets involved with a war, in a war with another god, a god called Zaros, Zaros. I didn't post a picture of him because I didn't have one. There might be one out there, but he's a god that fades from history very quickly.
Okay.
We're going to get to know him, and then we're going to get to lose him real quick.
Okay.
Yeah. He ruled the largest empire in the entire Second Age. But he's largely forgotten in current RuneScape. He was known as the God of Darkness. The best way to probably know him is he's the opposite force to the deity of the elves, which is Saren, the goddess of light. Zaros was the God of Darkness.
Okay.
Yeah. Near the end of the age, Zaros's general Zamorak, he was the race's Majarat. But I posted a picture of Zamorak just underneath Sarah Doman there. You can tell he's the bad boy.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. He's got multiple. I mean, his entire head looks like he's just wearing a hollowed out crab. He's got like horns coming out of his cheekbones and his neck muscles, like on the jugular, right?
Yeah.
And then obviously the reptilian clawed wings are a dead giveaway.
Yeah, and he ends up being the bad guy. You can find people who worship him in game as well. Usually the edgier folks.
I was gonna say like people or NPCs.
I'm trying to remember. I haven't run it. Most of the ones I run into Sarah Doman, even the bad guys. Like there's these cultists they go by Ham Cultist, H-A-M, and they're just against anyone who's not a human. And they love Sarah Doman. They're like, Sarah Doman's our god, and God only likes people. So fuck you, goblins. And and I did a quest with them where you like rescue a goblin from like a very deep cave, and you sneak in, and you have to like steal enough. You have to work on your thieving and like steal enough cloth pieces from the Ham cultist to dress up as one to go and like attend one of their rallies.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. And you also have your little goblin friend who can like cloak himself, and you go and like overthrow the humans only people from the inside, which
is interesting. Yeah.
And from that you unlock some like goblin technology, because the goblins are like, thanks for getting rid of the racist for us. And then they give you like a bone. You can get a bone crossbow, which is like really powerful early on. I think, yeah.
I wish you could get that at a real protest. When you finish the end of the protest, whatever the path they take at the end, yeah, you just get a crossbow from them.
Hell yeah, dude.
I would do way more activism if there was crossbows in it.
Dude, made out of bone, man, and it's so sick. And like the bolts are like fairly cheap too. It's such an early game ranged weapon.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so Zamorak starts to make... Zamorak, the guy that we just talked about, he has crabs on his head and wings. And he's all red, and the evil to Ceridoman's blue.
Yeah, imagine a gargoyle with a dress on. That's what he looks like. Or like, yeah, a robe, right? Like,
yeah. He starts to think, how can I overthrow this Zeros guy, the god of darkness? I'm the god of chaos. So I can find a way. And like I said, most people think of Guthix, Ceridoman, and Zamorak. In game, some people still worship Guthics, but they usually are like long-lived people, like dwarves and stuff, who can think farther back than the humans, who only live a few years, who could just cling to Ceridoman kind of thing.
Yeah, what humans are like, they're like hamsters. It's like, yeah, he's six.
Yeah, dude, they just forget too fast.
You know, we say that about dogs, like dog years. Do you think dwarves have like a condescending calendar for us?
Yeah. He's like, he's 1,010 in human years.
Yeah, exactly.
I did that for my dog the other day. And like, Ice would be in her 80s or something, I'm pretty sure. It varies on the size and the breed and the whatever. But at 13, you're like really towards the end of your life, which is explaining why she needs stairs to get into bed.
Yeah. It's funny, when I was growing up, dog years were like basically science, right?
Yeah, you just say seven, right?
Yeah, exactly. But everyone I knew, and including now, which is I have no real concept of it, they're just like, well, no, cat years is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah,
like it's like, what are cat years? They're basically, they live the same amount of fucking time, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's just us trying to like compare it to our elderly grandparents or whatever. But yeah,
I so, mean, yeah, my like, cat can't speak to me, and my grandmother has forgotten that I don't speak Greek at this point. So they're basically the same thing.
Yeah. At least my cat understands whenever I call things out to her. Kind of thing. Understands basic directions. I can point and ask her to do things. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a bit fat at this point. I can't really give her too many directions.
Yeah, the hospital keeps giving her wet food.
No, she's at home. Okay. My mom opens her can of wet food for her, not some nurse.
My cat got wet food today. She was very meowy about it.
Oh yeah. I'll text my mom and see if I wanted wet food.
Yeah, we've got chicken dinner or salmon. Which one would you like? Yeah. Guthix, like I said, the big three: Guthix, Ceridoman, Zamorak. Guthix hands off, Ceridoman's good, Zamorak's evil. But in reality, there's a lot more gray area than that. Ceridoman came into Guthix's world and started killing all of his friends just because they wouldn't kneel to him. Like,
that's not really a shade of gray, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, right?
Yeah.
pretty bad. So there starts to be more gods that are just coming to Gilanor. They're realizing this is like a place with a lot of magic in it, which is a lot of stuff to loot. It hasn't been all ruined by god wars yet. So let's get fixing on that. Yeah. So a god named Armadil, which I didn't grab a picture of, cause I've never met that or heard of them in game yet.
Does he look like an armadillo? God, please.
He has a staff of Armadil, which is an elder artifact. But the staff, through a series of events, falls into Zamorak's hands. There's like one guy who steals it, who's going to bring it to another god, but then another guy steals it from him. And then anyways, like through a long series of events, Zamorak gets a hold of an elder artifact, the staff of Armadil.
He's very cool looking, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah?
No, he's not an armadillo. He's like a falcon man. So I pulled up the clip there. I'll post him in chat.
Yeah.
If you saw the Dungeons & Dragons Honor Among Thieves film that I got to work on, he looks like Jarnathan from the beginning.
Of course.
Like a very cool bird man. Here you go.
Oh, cool. And he does have a race of people who follow him called the Avianess, which makes sense because
yes.
Bird people.
Bored.
So bird people are under Armadyl, and Armadyl loses his staff. Zamorak gets it through a long series of events, and he challenges Daddy Zaros to a duel, the god of darkness versus the god of chaos. Zaros ends up becoming banished, and Zamorak absorbs some of Zaros' power and was allegedly banished by Sarah Doman for killing one of the other gods. They're like, no killing gods. It's not the God Wars yet. But
just people.
Yeah.
And all their crops.
Yeah. The banishment of Zamorak brought in the end of the Second Age and leads to the God Wars of Gilenor in the Third Age.
Okay.
So First Age is creation by Guthix. Everything's wonderful. Second Age, gods start like being like, well, no one lives here yet, so manifest destiny. I got Untrana. I got this place. Everyone's kind of coming in. They're not fighting yet, though, because there's enough to go around. But then Zamorak goes after Daddy Zaros.
Right.
Zaros gets banished. Zamorak gets banished behind him. That's the end of the Second Age and into the Third Age, where the everybody has their borders and the wars kind of start happening.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But after Zaros' banishment, many of his followers sided with Zamorak. They took the winning side. And Sarah Doman, while Zamorak and Zaros were gone, took something called the Stone of Jas, G-A-S, or J-A-S, which is just another Elder artifact used to...
I feel like we talked about that last time, because that sounds like... those are words I've heard in that order, and I obviously have not played RuneScape.
Last time... We did like a quick rundown of the Elder artifacts because Ethan was curious about them.
The uninformed, if you're curious about any of this other shit, we do have a full episode about Guthix and some of the other RuneScape stuff that you can go and look at right now when you're done this.
Absolutely. Yeah. So while the god of darkness and chaos are gone, Sarah Doman grabs a stone and puts it in a cave beneath 4 and 3. Which I just, when saying outside, out loud, realize that sounds like a fraction.
I was just about to ask if this was slang, because like Mario or like Demon Souls, it's like world level. So I thought like 4-3 was like something towards end game, which would be like world 4 level 3.
No, 4 and 3 is like I think it's more like four.
How do you spell like it?
Forinthry. But I think it's more like Fool. Like, I think it's the dwarven underground area where they, like,
create shit. Fool is like a hearth oven. In French. Or an oven. Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Sorry, but we're doing French now, everybody.
Yeah. Anyways, it's a place where there's going to be a lot of turbulence. This is the Stone of Jazz is placed there. But soon, however, Zamorak returns. He gets back. He gets banished. Someone mind controls him and throws him off the cliff, and he takes the hour walk that it takes to get back to where he was going or whatever.
Yeah, you.
In my other MMO experience. Exactly. When I banished the level 20s. By the way, they announced Classic WoW Hardcore. It's the 24th of August. The day I come back from my vacation, which is probably good because I won't waste my vacation playing WoW. So
yeah. Well, I mean, we can waste your vacation doing other shit.
Exactly. Yeah. Sarah Doman was one of the most active gods of these God Wars. Because the God Wars kicked off basically around now. Zamorak's back. We have Armadyl. We have there's another one that'll come up soon. So as Sarah Doman fought against Zamorak, but he couldn't prevent him from claiming Hollow Veil. Many Iceen are the Valkyries.
Of course.
Yeah, were wiped out during this battle. They took a big hit, the Iceens. So in an effort to destroy Zamorak, Sarah Doman calls the other gods Armadyl. So Armadyl is also a god of justice and law, which is close to light and order.
Maybe not the light part, but definitely the second half. It's a little derivative.
Or order and wisdom is Sarah Doman. And then,
I've also forgotten.
Justice and law. Justice and law.
Oh, Armadale. So, Armadale.
Order and wisdom, justice and law. They're close. They can see eye to eye enough on most things, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're also a little bit different because, like, justice and wisdom are like concepts.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And order and law are, I mean, they're also concepts, but a little bit, it feels like a little bit more like localized.
Yeah.
Like, smaller scale.
There would be some cleavage in that Venn diagram, but they are different. Yeah. But the nipples are facing away.
Yeah. Well, I see what the crossover is, but where are the nipples on this Venn diagram? It's like, sir, you said you were a doctor? You're just like, got the lab coat on backwards.
So he calls, Saradomin calls in Armadale for help, and another god, Bandos, who's the god of war.
Bandos Namco, yeah. They made Dark Souls.
Yes. Bandos, I'm pretty sure you can, like, get most of his gear in a God Wars dungeon, too, because I've definitely seen it. So they worked together to create the God Sword, which can, in-game, can take a few different swords. So I posted the God Sword underneath the Valkyrie there.
So I saw this earlier. Very, very, like, powerful, spooky-looking sword. Very wide blade. The cross guard on it is, like, four hooks. Yeah. And then on the bottom of the butt of the thing, it's got, like, a zigzag pattern on it. The one thing I wanted to mention when I saw this picture earlier was the fact it's got, like, two hooks that curve back and down towards whoever's holding it.
Yeah.
Halfway through the blade. So I feel like it would just get stuck in things all the time.
Probably, yeah.
You know that tool you use to drag logs? Like the hook with the handle on it? They look like that, basically.
It's true. So this is the Bandos version of the God Sword. You can collect in-game. This is something you can wield. It's a two-hander. I'm like at 69 attack, and I need 75 to be able to equip this.
Oh, okay, close enough. But
it costs 23 million gold in the current economy, though, so I couldn't buy it.
Oh, and your new best friend only gave you 5 million. Hello, and thank
only
you.
5 million. I'll accept an abyssal whip, which will be a big enough thing for me. But, like, I think I can find another version of it. Oh, no, they all have that hook. They just have different, like, hilts, it looks like. Like, this is the Saradomin God Sword. There's four different... There's four different, like, versions of it. That little part on the hilt, that the cross there, is the symbol for Saradomin. It's also the symbol for prayer in game, that little cross.
Oh, okay. Opposed to, like, the spooky vine sort of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So in game, it's cool. You can get a bunch of different these pieces from the God Wars dungeon. You have to collect the hilt and the blade, put them together, and then you can put an extra little spice in there to choose your god as well.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyways, the reason this was created in the lore is it was a powerful artifact that was believed to be able to kill a god. So the Saradomin gathered in a last battalion to fight Zamrek's forces. The avian tests of Armadale were charged with the task of delivering the God Sword to this army. So they're using the eagles to drop the ring into the
Of course they would. Bastards.
But they were ambushed by Zamorak's forces. So the avian tests have to retreat into a Saradomin's temple, which now is the God Wars dungeon in game, where you can get all four of these swords among a bunch of other cool gear if you have days of your life to level up to be able to get into that point.
Show's still on, so maybe you could.
Yeah, maybe. It's not out of the question. I can't wait to be able to go there. All of the most of the raids in RuneScape are soloable.
Which okay, so it's not just me who cannot complete a sentence today, right? Of like, it's just Monday vibes, basically.
I had my first twisted tea of my life, and I guess it's hit me harder than I expected. But today's good. This is a really cool place in game. All these like raids are soloable, so if you want to just like in WoW, like you have to wait a whole week to go and do a raid to get the coolest gear, you can just by yourself spam these over and over again if you want. So the grind is on you. You don't have to rely on anyone else. If you want, you can bring up to, I think, four of your friends and like go do this stuff together. But it's
I like
a lot.
The idea, like, I like just the sentence, the grind is on you, which is not, it's like gamer and Sigma at the same time, right?
Yeah, it's cool, man. Like, some of the best money-making in the game are just, like, grinding this stuff on your own. And they have really cool, like, raid mechanics. You actually have to be good at the game. It's not just, like early game combat where you're swiping. It's like you have to be walking on the perfect square all the time. You're flicking your prayers on and off through in between game ticks. So if you prayer in between game tick, you can like...
I don't know what those words mean. I'm sorry. Like, okay. Not as like a sarcastic way. I was like, wait a second. We're out of my level of English.
Yeah. So let's say any given server, right? It doesn't update continuously forever. It's always checking in at points. There's like a measurement, right? So let's say in 1 second, there could be 2 ticks, right?
Oh, wait a second. Wasn't this like part of the Counter-Strike 2 marketing where they had removed ticks or something? Okay, that sounds familiar. All right. Yeah.
But in a game that was made in Flash, the ticks are a lot farther apart. So you can activate your prayers, which uses your prayer as like your mana.
Is that a spell?
So you have magic, you have prayer.
I see.
It's pretty much, but a prayer is something it'll pop up over your head and it can be active when you click it. And then it's unactive when you click it again. But basically, if you activate it only just for the tick you need it and turn it off, then it doesn't consume your mana. So you can have these like really long fights, and I just unlocked something called Protect for Melee. So anytime someone's swinging at me right before they hit me, I activate my prayer, deactivate it. And if I'm like really sweaty, I could be activating like offensive prayers on all of my swings. So you're constantly just like clicking on and off prayers, like trying to make it so your swings hit most and your opponents don't hit for anything.
Yeah.
And if you fuck this up, it basically uses either you miss the tick and you get hit for the full amount, or you use your mana.
Oh.
That's like super advanced stuff. Prayer flicking, which is what that is. It's like tick manipulation of your prayers, along with Wooks walking are like the two big things. And Wooks walking is stepping like one step out of your opponent's range while also still being able to hit your opponent. It's basically like baiting an attack and moving back one, so it's attacking there, but you're still range attacking, and it's all this stuff to basically make sure you hit and don't get hit.
I mean, we've had 20 years of like sweat lording on this game at this point, so there's some wild strats, right?
There's a guy named Wooks who just would solo was unimaginable to solo. He would just find a way to solo it, and then he would be like, oh yeah, now I'll solo it with no gear and no food, and he would just he was just like leagues above everybody else.
Yeah, the let me solo her from Elden Ring of his time, basically.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And there's one thing that I want to do eventually, which is like the hardest challenge, or it's called the hardest challenge in RuneScape, and it's called the Inferno. And you have to go fight waves of enemies. And there's bosses that are like hard by themselves in game. And then you have to fight three of them at once as one of these waves.
Oh, Lord. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And Wooks is, I think, either the first or the second. I think he was the first person to beat the Inferno. But anyways, you get a cape that has like an animated like flame pattern on it, which is really cool for back in the day, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's like the strongest melee cape in the game. So if you see someone in town with their Inferno cape, you're like, okay, that's a gamer, or they got someone to do it for them. Like they shared their account details and bought it, and we hate them, or it depends on what their other gear is. If they have an Inferno cape and shouldn't, then they're a loser. But if they have an Inferno cape and they probably did themselves in their
clothes. Okay. The micro societies that you have found yourself in since we've been doing this show, like through WoW and RuneScape, is just fascinates me.
Oh yeah, man. There's so many cool little
getting embedded. If we ever branch out, I think you should be like our anthropology guy. You go live with like uncontacted RuneScape savages and teach them how to use capes,
dude. Yeah. Now it's kind of they're doing a really good job of updating the game, more so than other classic communities like classic WoW. Like there's new content that came out last week called Desert Treasure with new gear and new everything. Yeah.
I think EverQuest has a similar thing. I played Champions of Norrath on PS2. It's one of my favorite games. It's in the EverQuest universe. I think you can still play that. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, it's cool they have the updates, but the player base also is declining a bit. So if you are
people who play RuneScape are dying of old age, Jay. It just happens. We have no more World War II veterans left either.
If you're just a cool guy and you're nice to people, people will give you shit. Like that, I got 5 million gold one time. Someone kidded me out another time. So like the community is really cool if you get into it. So I definitely would recommend it. But back to the God Wars.
Yeah, we got back there.
The God Sword. Remember the avian tests of Armadil, they're gonna fly it in, but they got ambushed, so they went back into a Ceridomus temple, which becomes the God Wars dungeon in game for us now.
Oh, cool. Does it drop there? Is it on the loot table?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, beautiful. That's where you get the hilt and the sword. And then I think there's like another some spicy piece that lets you make it a different god sword.
As a Warframe addict, I didn't know there was crafting in RuneScape, Jamie. Now you've got my attention.
Oh, yeah. There's a whole skill.
I was polite this whole time.
And one fun thing they do is in one of the earliest quests that you can get in the like free-to-play first city you land in, you go past a locked door. But since it's like RuneScape, you can see into the rooms that have locked doors because it's all like above.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And there's a Bandos God Sword that you see right at the beginning of the game, but you just can't get through the door to get to it.
Oh, it's like, okay, cool.
Yeah. They just do that to like let you know it's one of the coolest swords, but you've got a long way to get to it, kind of thing. Anyways, the avian tests, they retreat. And Ceridomen and Bandos send their forces into the dungeon to help the bird people or the avian tests. And then during this time, one of the strongest champions of Xeros, named Nex, was aroused from her enchanted sleep. At the very bottom of the God Wars dungeon, you can fight Nex anytime you like.
Cool. Okay.
Laying waste to vast numbers of followers from all sides, Nex is just pissed off. While weakened from her slumber, it was nearly unstoppable. So all the gods now are like, I know we were fighting, but we gotta trap this thing now.
Yeah. Okay.
So they put Nex behind a frozen door in a prison at the bottom of the God Wars dungeon where you can still find her in game today. And
okay. Is she a dragon or something?
I haven't got to her yet. Nex OSRS. Let's see. She is. Oh, she kind of looks like a bird person herself, actually. I have watched a couple of these fights. She's like a bird person, a female bird person that has boobies. And she is in a frozen place.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bird person, Venn diagram right on the front.
Yeah, exactly. So at the climax of the God Wars, Zamorak finally seizes the Stone of Jass, and he uses it to enhance his powers and destroys the entire region of the 4 and 3, which is now called the Wilderness. And the Wilderness is the PvP zone.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, anytime you go across, there's like this ditch across the whole map. And if you cross this ditch, it's like, be careful, people can kill you here. And if you cross that, people can kill you. And not only kill you, they can take all your gear. You could have a $23 million God Sword on you. And if you get killed by someone, they will take it from you. And
I could never handle that kind of anxiety, dude.
I usually strip down whenever I'm going to the Wilderness.
You're the vagrant with the shopping cart.
Yeah, that way if you get killed, it's no big deal. And there's like things you can do. There's like an item you can use to freeze someone, and it's like unavoidable. So if someone tries to PvP you, you can just freeze them, and in that time teleport out.
Okay.
Or if you're not paying attention, you can lose all your shit. This is how I lost. Half of my graceful set, which was the stuff that I ran on roofs in circles
for like this. Yeah.
50 hours so I could have a thing that recharges my run speed faster. And I died in the Wilderness. I lost half of it because for some reason I got to keep some of the pieces. I don't understand the logic, but
did he just steal your pants and shoes and then run off with it? It's just like some kind of like 1980s like serial killer.
Yeah, I took my shoes, told me to fuck off. Yeah. Yeah. Called me an idiot, told me to fuck off. After all this ruckus, the Anima Mundus cried out, which is the world force, like the world life Anima Mundus. That's what
Gothix.
Yeah, exactly. He kind of like worked with the Anima Mundus to build out Gillinor and like create its life and everything.
Yeah, okay.
Huge, basically the nuke of the time creates the Wilderness, which is like literally half the map from where you start. It's like a big area, the PvP zone. Just wipe the fuck out. And the Anima Mundus cries out, so the world's like, and which is, I imagine, what a world sounds like.
Yeah, yeah, clearly. I hope Discord doesn't cut that out.
If you heard it, then it's in.
Oh my god.
And this was finally awoke Guthix from his slumber.
Oh, that was his alarm? It was just like, he's been snoozing the like for like centuries.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and finally this was enough to wake him up. He's also underground in a cave, so maybe it's like you really get the resonation of the,
oh my god, yeah. Vibrate off your bed.
Yeah. This is not good news for the other gods. A quick point, Guthix in his chamber, like where he stayed, there's now a mini game called the Tears of Guthix, where it's a really easy mini game. You click the blue ones, ignore the green ones, but okay. It upgrades on a weekly basis. You can do it, and it upgrades your lowest skill. So,
oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, let's say you hate doing rune crafting, then it's a good way to like knock out some rune crafting because it's just a quick.
You hate running in circles for 50 hours to get pants that some guy's going to steal.
Yes, exactly.
You go back there.
Guthix will help you.
Nice. Okay. Thank you.
So Guthix wakes up reluctantly. Like, all he wants is sleep. He doesn't want any drama. He just wants to live in his little corner of the universe he made for himself. So he takes the giant sword. Pretty sure it's the same sword he got from Skargaroth earlier. And I have a picture there. He smashes it into the middle of 4 and 3, which is the middle of the wilderness, as a demonstration of his immense power, which banishes all the major gods of Gilenor.
Just, oh, holy shit.
Everybody just blinks out of existence. So they could still have a small influence in Gilenor. They could like toss ideas to their followers in there, but they couldn't manifest in it and fight in the way that they did during the God Wars of Gilenor.
Right. Okay.
So after being banished, Ceridoman retreats to the Hollow, which is where the Iceene live, the Valkyries. Okay. And he starts rebuilding that relationship because he killed like half their population.
Oh, is that what you do to rebuild the relationship?
Yeah, I guess he does. He's working on his good government or whatever he does, right?
Yeah. Democracy this time, guys.
Yeah. Now Guthix travels the world to witness the destruction caused by the God Wars. He wakes up and then he just takes like a walk around his kitchen and he's like, everything's fucked up. And his mourning manifests as the Tears of Guthix, which is that mini game you can play to raise your abilities. And this brings an end to the third age. So pretty much none of this stuff happens in game. I think you can live through the God Wars of Gilenor in current RuneScape. You can at least get the cutscene. But this really sets up Gilenor for the way we know it. A lot of the cities, such as like the Dwarven Underground City that I can't remember the name of right now. Some of the other cities.
Oh, yeah. Gemmeroth or something like that.
Yeah. A lot of the stuff that is built now that you encounter in game is in the fourth age. So we did the 1, 2, 3 where the gods build everything, then fuck everything up.
Yeah.
And okay. The fourth age is an age of rebuilding. And then the fifth age is where you join the game. So that's a big, big chunk of RuneScape lore that's not in the game. So if you guys want to hear more, there's definitely a, like, I could focus on one quest and just do like the story of Dragon Slaying 1 or something like that. Like, there's always more to do, but if you're interested in more RuneScape or specific parts of it, let me know. I know it's an older game, but it's still a lot of fun, and you can just pick it up on your phone for free if you ever want to try it.
I have a picture of Jamie on the Discord linked below of him playing RuneScape on my balcony on his phone.
Yeah, it's great. I put my TV in my room, and sometimes I'll just watch YouTube and just like diddle on my phone instead of like having to sit at your computer that you work at all day or whatever. And
yeah.
It's good fun. But anyways, if you want to join the discussion and become a part of the community, go to discord.gg/loreboys or check the link in the description. And that's
how you get boosters who fixed our URL recently. I want to shout out whoever those two are.
Yeah, that was Syros and Throbinger.
Oh, the Throngler, of course.
Throngler, the Throngler.
Yeah, that's it. The Throngler and Syros. Thank you for getting us back up to level 3 on Discord, because one, for you guys, better audio. For us, good URL. That's
yep.
That's very good.
Yep, we need that URL. So get in the Discord. There's a ton of conversations going on as we speak. So you can be a part of that. You can get shoutouts.
Almost 1,000 people there now. Over 1,000 on Instagram. Thank you so much. Discord's getting close. That's our next. That's our next G note that we need to drop.
Absolutely. Yeah. I guess if you want to start a God War, then you can mail in. Fuck, Ethan normally does this.
I know. Well, for one, patreon.com/theloreboys if you want to support us financially. And as Jamie was saying, if you don't trust Patreon, I wouldn't. You can always join Loreboys Prime. And I guess Jamie has an offer of some kind.
Send us your tiers. Like, honestly, I've been trying to level up, and I'm capped at once per week from Guthix. So if you could just listen to our podcast and then bottle those tears and send them to us, I would love to take them, and I will drink them on stream.
That twitch.tv/theloreboys to watch Jamie drink your tears specifically.
Absolutely. I think that constitutes
a Loreboys.
Loreboys.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.